2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
For critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories, listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chalaios in for Jeff Kaplan. Sunny skies and 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. A suspect is in custody after a police standoff in West Jordan earlier this afternoon. West Jordan police say it all started when the man started randomly firing his gun off. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Jared Hansen lives next door to where the standoff happened on Decorah Way. He says his wife heard what she calls countless gunshots.
They told her to just get in the basement and stay away from windows.
West Jordan Police Lieutenant Richard Bell says the suspect kept firing even after the officers arrived, and some homes and some cars were hit.
Just using the sound of the gunfire, they were able to hone in on which home the gunfire was coming from.
Bell says they don't believe he even lives there. Plus, just up the block, police sectioned off a part of the road where a backpack and a spatter of blood were found, and they believe it's connected to the standoff. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We are learning more this afternoon about two Latter-day Saint missionaries serving in New Mexico who died in a head-on car crash. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced their deaths earlier this morning. The car accident claimed the lives of 20-year-old Tyson Haycock of Montana and 20-year-old Michael Davis of Corinne, Utah. New Mexico police are still investigating that crash. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey had some choice words for people in her state who have not been vaccinated. Here she is speaking to reporters earlier today.
What is it going to take to get people to get shots in arms?
I don't know. You tell me. Folks supposed to have common sense. But it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down.
But as a leader of the state, don't you think it's your responsibility to try and help get this situation under control?
I've done all I know how to do.
In Washington, D.C., White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about Governor Ivey's blaming unvaccinated folks for the spike.
We understand her frustration, and we understand the frustration of leaders out there and public voices who are trying to say the right thing.
The U.S. has seen a steady increase in cases since the 4th of July. Tennessee is trying to get its younger folks vaccinated. The Tennessean reports the state will resume advocating for vaccines after state Republicans pressured the health department into stopping all of its outreach to minors. Lawmakers even called for the firing of the state's top vaccine official for promoting a state law allowing minors to get medical care without their parents' permission. California has the highest vaccination rate in the nation, but some restaurants are closing in Los Angeles County because of the increase in COVID cases. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
A few restaurants here in L.A. County are temporarily closing, they say, to keep customers and staff safe amid the surge in cases here in L.A. One saying it closed after a fully vaccinated staff member became infected. This man is in West Hollywood. He says it's worrisome once again.
Confusing to the mind on how to be, like, comfortable with things.
Masks are again mandatory in L.A. County anytime somebody is indoors in a public place. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Amid violent protests, the funeral for Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was held earlier today. Several Moïse supporters stood outside shouting justice for Jovenel and justice, justice as politicians arrived. When Haiti's national police chief arrived, people surrounded him, calling him an assassin. Protesters clashed with police outside the event and shots were fired into the air. There were no immediate reports of injuries and funeral guests were not put in danger. Pittsburgh says gun violence is getting worse on the city's south side. Three men with gunshot wounds were found at different crime scenes throughout the area. One remains in critical condition. Phil Bruce lives nearby and says that while its area has risen in recent months.
Ever since they lifted all the restrictions, it seems like the violence has just jumped, you know, considerably.
Police later took four people into custody, including a 15-year-old who police say will be charged as an adult with at least two counts of attempted murder. The pioneer spirit and family traditions came together this morning for the Days of 47 parade downtown. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this report from the parade route.
Hundreds of thousands of people lined the parade route from South Temple to Liberty Park, excited to have it back this year, including Dana Barrett and Jim Joy.
It's just a fun holiday.
What's your favorite part of the parade?
The floats, and we like to just come spend time with the family.
Tradition.
Tradition, yep.
What's the thing you like about the parade the most?
Getting the family together. We've got, I think, over 25 this year. Our top was 53.
Some floats were 2 years in the making after it was canceled last year because of the pandemic. The parade showcased marching bands, members of the military, veterans, fire departments, and police motor squads. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Ricky Meese, I think you've had traffic problems since I got here this afternoon.
It does feel like that, doesn't it? Well, I'm afraid we begin our Friday holiday afternoon drive home with emergency traffic. This is southbound I-50. In Weber County, we had an earlier crash and a stalled vehicle right in the construction split going from Roy to Sunset. It is causing stop-and-go delays into Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, imagine getting your pizza from a robot. Learn more coming up next in Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News right here on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.